God is good. He loves you. He loves you. If you're grade 6 through 12, that's what all these people are doing right now. You're welcome to go if you would like to be part of our youth group back there. No pressure either way, but you are invited, and I promise you will be warmly welcomed and you will eat candy. And cookies this week. So, hey. No, you're not allowed to go, Roger. Well, those of you who know me at all know I like my neat little packages. I'm not a decorator, but I like things in an organized, straight little package. I like that. It makes me feel happy to have a little nice, neat package, just the way I'm wired. I'm not perfect, but I'm parallel and perpendicular. I am that for sure. And this week, the message that God gave me for this morning, it was really cool how it happened. It doesn't always happen this way. Sometimes, you know, I pound it out on Monday, I pound it on Tuesday, pound it out on Wednesday, and then I try to get my notes out to the tech team by Wednesday afternoon sometime so they have some time to have fun with it and be creative. And so that's the way it usually goes. And this week, you know, it was Labor Day on Monday. And hallelujah, I got to sleep in. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I can sleep in till about 7 or 8, it just feels like such a gift to me. It just feels like such a wonderful gift. And so I slept in, I think it was till 7 or 7:30. I got up, I was having my little devotional time. I was meditating on the Lord, but not for the purpose of a message. You know, sometimes I just like to soak in God's presence without looking for something, just to dwell on Him and how fantastic He is and how great He is and get to know Him as a person. And that's kind of what I was doing. I was in the Word and I was listening to some music, and God out of the blue dropped the message into my head like this. I mean, it just like that. Because we're doing our series this week, this month, called The Walking Undead. The Walking Undead. For those of you who like to watch the show The Walking Dead, undead are that's negative, right? Because that means they're dead and they came back to life somehow as zombies, and now they're out to consume the flesh of other people and turn them into zombies. I think that's the general idea. And so we wanted to kind of go with that theme, but the concept is that we're not dead, we're undead in that we are living, because God has brought us back from the dead to life again. And so He dropped the message in my heart Monday morning, and I was like, oh yeah, I have 3 days to put together my neat little package. That's really what I thought. I was like, I know what the message is now, I just have to put it in a pretty little outline and get notes like I always give you when I speak. And I started really working it out, trying. I worked all day Tuesday on it, foolish me. And then I worked Monday morning on it. And finally, And then God, it was like He said, stop. I already gave you the message. Stop trying to put it in an outline. Just share from your heart with the people on Sunday. I'm like, oh, but I like my notes. It feels so safe. But I want to be obedient. And I'm excited about sharing with you what God has shared with me. I had already planned on talking about words of life for this message. The walking undead, words of life. And this is the message He brought to me. Ezekiel 37. I want you to turn to your Bibles if you have your Bibles, because it really helps for you to hear one version and maybe read a different version. Or even if you have the same version, it helps you to see it in front of you. So if you have your Bible either on your smartphone or old school like me, open your Bibles to Ezekiel 37. But before we start reading that passage, here's what I noticed when I was looking at it this week. The whole first 36 chapters of Ezekiel are pretty rough. they're pretty negative. If you look at all the subtitles, you should do it this week, because you know how most Bibles have like subtitles? If you look at all the subtitles, here's what you're going to see in the first 36 chapters. Signs of coming judgment. Oh, right? The coming of the end. Well, that's uplifting, right? Yeah. How about idolatry in the temple? Oh, that's nice. That's really nice, okay? And then how about the Lord's glory leaves the temple? Oh, my goodness. That is like the most terrifying thing. That's the most terrifying thought to me, truthfully. If God's glory ever left this temple, that would just be terrifying to me. That's what it talks about. Talks about judgment on Israel's leaders. Talks about judgment on false prophets. Then it goes further and talks about judgment on false women prophets. Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. Talks about rebellion. And it talks about selfish, greedy shepherds. Pastors, in other words. Selfish, greedy pastors who only care about what's good for them and not for their flock. And that's how Ezekiel 37 is set up. Well, oh joy, right? It gets good. Don't worry. In the first verse, it says, "The Lord took hold of me." And this morning, when I was worshiping, I felt like God said, "I want to take hold of Oak River. I want to take hold of Oak River Church." You see, if Ezekiel had been asked, "Do you want to go visit a valley of dry bones and witness the first ever recorded zombie apocalypse? Would you like to go?" Probably his answer would have been, "No thanks." So you notice God didn't say, "Do you want to?" It just says, "The Lord took hold of me. And I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones." Carry us away by your Spirit. Lord, I ask you to take hold of us and carry us away by your Spirit to wherever, to whenever, to whatever you want, Lord. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Everybody say completely. Have you ever seen a completely dried out bone? It is not a pretty sight. I've only seen animal bones left out in the woods because my kids... Well, they used to, not so much anymore. They used to like going on trail walks. You know, we'd go on trail walks and we would find all kinds of stuff. We found a couple of bones at different times and they were so dried out. There was no sign of life in there whatsoever. Dried out and disconnected. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" And I believe God is asking that of us right now. Any part of your life or any part of someone else's life that you are in contact with, that you see dead bones in your life or in someone else's life, I believe God is saying, "Can these bones live again? Can these bones live again?" And Ezekiel was wise enough to say, "Oh, sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Some of us spend our time trying to breathe life into something that God has no intention to breathe life into. And then other times we try to forget about something that he wants to breathe life into. So I think if we're going to be carried away by the Spirit of the Lord, we have to have listening ears. Did your kindergarten teacher ever say, "Listening ears now, boys and girls. I need your listening ears." I think God is saying, "I need your listening ears. Because I want you to know what I'm saying, what I want to breathe life into." Then he said to me, now, At some point this week, if you really want to do a word study, it would be very interesting to highlight in the next few verses every word that has to do with words. Every word that has to do with words, like speak, message, say, word, in just one verse there. I believe there are words of life. There are words that actually bring life into a situation. I have been the glad recipient of words of life before. When I felt broken and tired and discouraged and wanted to give up, and somebody comes along and breathes a word of life into me, and it's like that. And then I've been the sad recipient of words of death. And maybe the person meant well, probably they did, but they were the wrong word at the wrong time, or the wrong word at the right time, or the right word at the wrong time. You hear me? We have to have listening ears so that we can speak words of life. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. Not listening to my word, not listening to someone else's word. Did you hear about so-and-so who had a great message this week? No, listen to the word of the Lord. Now, God repeatedly uses people to speak the word of the Lord to me, and I celebrate that. But it is still the word of the Lord. It is not someone else's word. It's the word of the Lord through that person. Don't exalt that person. Exalt the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. What a message of hope that's given to Ezekiel here. I'm going to put breath into you and I'm going to make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. And then I love, 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 love this next passage. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Then you will know that I am the Lord. When you have God's message, He tells you what to say, and He tells you how to say it. It breathes life into a situation. It breathes life into people's hearts. It's like watering a dry plant. Yesterday, I switched one of my plants over to a larger pot because it needed more room to grow. And thank goodness I haven't killed it yet. It's absolutely a miracle because I'm terrible with plants. I usually kill everything I touch. But this one, against all odds, is growing. So I want to put it in a different pot, but I had to let it get really dry. So when I move it, it's a little easier to move. But you should have seen it when I pulled it out. It was like, you know, so I loosened up the roots. I've seen someone do that somewhere. I loosened up the roots a little bit, and I added some potting soil to it. I added a little bit of food to it, added some more potting soil. Then I put water, and it was like it was going, thank you, thank you, thank you. And our words, when spoken from God to others, become like that. It becomes like water in the driest of places. And it nourishes. Verse 7. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke... Wait, well, let's not go past that. So I spoke this message just as he told me. That's pretty good. God, let it be for us. Let it be for us at Oak River. Let us speak the word as you tell us to, Lord. So I spoke the message just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Yikes! Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones, then skin formed to cover their bodies, but still they had no breath in them. So now the bones have come together. They've become bodies. They have flesh. They have muscles. But they're just laying there all around because there's no breath. Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again." As far as I know, the first ever recorded zombie apocalypse, right? Wow. I want to see it on replay when I get to heaven. That's one of the movie reels I want to see. So I spoke the message as he commanded me. There it is again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood on their feet, a great army. What you think is dead will become a powerful force in your life if you let God breathe life into it. What you think is dead and useless and dried up will become a powerful army in your life if you let God breathe life into it. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, 'We have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished.' Therefore, prophesy to them and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Oh, my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken.'" That is so powerful. If you feel like there's a dead part of your life that needs breath put back into it, life put back into it, only God can do it. But God can do it. God can do it. He wants to. He wants to do that. He wants to breathe life into you. And then there will be no question in your mind who God is, or whether or not he loves you, whether or not he cares about you. Because you see, you will have had something done that you knew absolutely without a doubt could not have been done without a sovereign God, without the most powerful and holy God, the one true living God. Can breathe life and breath back into you. I love the part that says, "Oh my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again," in verse 12. "Then I will bring you back." I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. And some of you are wondering, okay, well, that was a great Old Testament story. Did it really happen? I don't know if it was a spiritual thing or a physical thing. I'm really not sure. I don't think it matters, truthfully. I think the point is that God has the power to breathe life into what was dead. That's the point. And then we will know that he alone is the one true living God. He is the only one who's powerful enough to do such a thing. But then let's go over to Luke 4 now. Luke 4. You know what? Actually, we're not going to go to Luke 4. We're going to save that for part 2 in 2 weeks. Next week, Dave is speaking, but I think I want to save the next part of the message for 2 weeks from today. Because I want to have time to show you a video that talks about this what we just read from Ezekiel 37. It's a video that addresses exactly the same topic. I just ask you to say, God, in your heart, God, open my heart and open my mind and teach me what you want to teach me during this time. Speak to me the words of life that I need to hear. Life into the dead places. And in part two, in 2 weeks, I'm going to talk about what you do with that once he does it. Once he breathes life into you, what do you do with it? So in the next 2 weeks, keep praying on that. Keep praying on that. Study through Ezekiel 37 and say, God, what do you want to breathe life into in me? What do you want to breathe life into in me? And then I'll talk about what to do with it in 2 weeks. Okay? How about that? Thank you for listening. God, I just pray your blessing over every person in here. I pray that you would seal your word in our hearts, God. that nothing can touch it, nothing can distract from it, nothing can rob it, God, that it's sealed in our hearts, and then continue growing that, Lord, in the next 2 weeks especially. Just speak your word over each of us. Speak your word into each of us, I pray. Amen.